your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 73. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 44. Tonight, clear skies. High of 76. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 64.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers, lead lawmakers and one top CEO in the ag industry, having prominent place today at the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health. President Biden kicks off the conference, and domestic policy advisor Susan Rice hosting a conversation with the conference leading proponent. That is Congressman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts and Senate Ag Committee members Cory Booker of New Jersey and Mike Braun of Indiana. Chuck Connor, President and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Co-ops, moderating a panel on ways to help local food system offer nutritious food and supporting farmers and ranchers. Aaron Fitzgerald, the CEO of Farmers and Ranchers in Action, leading a panel discussion on making it easier for folks to access affordable food. And Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow speaking during an afternoon session today. Top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, said the White House should have sought broader input from lawmakers on today's event. Proposals to expand SNAP and school meal eligibility would have to go through the Senate Ag Committee, as with some of the other recommendations to increase incentives for purchasing fruits and veggies. He said the president needs congressional support to turn a number of these proposals into law, and with Congress closely divided, that takes access and reaching across the aisle. Continuing resolution that was needed to avert a partial government shutdown advanced 72-23 in a procedural vote in the Senate last night after the measure was stripped of performing reforms sought by Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The CR, which would keep the government funded through December 16th, includes extension of authority for USDA's mandatory livestock price reporting system. The new fiscal year starts on Saturday. And Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin introducing a bill to expand the common carrier obligation of governing railroads. The measure would also give the Surface Transportation Board additional criteria to consider overseeing the industry. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Council Grove Police Department said that around 2.05 p.m. on Friday, officers conducted a search warrant at 28 North Neosho Street, apartment number 4. As a result, it said Kevin Wygand of Council Grove was arrested for possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Just after 3 a.m. Saturday, officials said they stopped a vehicle in the 300 block of East Main Street for a traffic stop. After a probable cause search of the vehicle, they said Danny Miller of Harrington was arrested and booked into the Morris County Jail on possession of meth, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Lastly, around 8:30 on Monday night, the Council Grove Police Department said officers stopped another vehicle for a traffic violation in the 100 block of West Main Street. Officers said Joseph Nichols of Woodbine was arrested and booked into jail on possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while suspended. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we'll come and show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Law enforcement authorities in Kansas were notified this week that John Freeman Colt entered a guilty plea in the Federal District Court of Utah to a single count of failing to register under the Federal Sex Offender Registration and Notification Act. His sentencing in federal court is currently scheduled for October 27th. That's according to a statement from Pawnee County Attorney Doug McNett. On June 30th of last year, Colt escaped from the sexual predator treatment program located on the campus of Larned State Hospital. Following a nationwide manhunt, he was arrested in Wayne County, Utah on September 27th of 2021. Former Republican Governor Mike Hayden endorsed Tuesday the re-election of Democratic Governor Lori Kelly. Hayden, who served as the state's governor from 1987 to 91, joined former GOP Governor Bill Graves and former Democratic Governors Kathleen Sebelius and John Carlin in urging Kansans to vote for Kelly on November 8th. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Chase County Sheriff's Office confirmed a late afternoon crash in Chase County on Spur 15 Highway between Champion and Imperial on Tuesday. Witnesses say that a loaded semi and a bus full of school children were involved in a crash that put the school bus on its side. At least 11 children were on the bus. Five helicopters and one plane landed at Chase County Hospital to transfer patients to larger hospitals. The driver of the semi was not seriously injured. The cause of the accident is still under investigation. Fremont County Sheriff's Office arrested a juvenile in connection to a high school fire last Wednesday. Deputies made the arrest Monday, and the juvenile was arrested for first-degree arson. The Sheriff's Office and Sydney Fire and Rescue went to Sydney High School on reports of a fire inside of a bathroom. Officials figured out during the investigation that the fire was set on purpose. The fire was put out, the building was evacuated, and class resumed with all the students, according to the release. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We live in a digital world. With the convenience of staying connected, it's critical to protect your digital identity. Here are some helpful tips from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Use strong, unique passwords or passphrases for each site that you visit. Never conduct sensitive financial or personal activities when connected to public Wi-Fi. And turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it to keep your device secure. Learn more great tips to keep yourself protected at aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Paid for by AARP.
Wheat Farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas and including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good sustainability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance and is another grazing grain and golden grain OSU variety. To learn more about Showdown, log on to okgenetics.com.
Sonic has something delicious for you. Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try the all-new Sonic Chop House Cheeseburger. Elevate your taste buds with creamy Chop House aioli, crispy onion strings, and two slices of American cheese decadently layered atop a 100% pure beef patty and served on a toasted brioche bun.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing. Mmm, Sonic.
Limited time only of participating Sonic drive-ins.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday revisited the moratorium on placement of intermodal storage containers within city limits. The matter had been discussed multiple times in the past, and the last recommendation of the Planning Commission from continuing the moratorium remains in place. Councilman Kevin Throm urged consideration on a case-by-case basis, and Parker Price made comment that appropriately placed and finished, these could be acceptable. A back and forth continued as to how to best proceed. The matter will be sent back to Planning and Zoning with a suggestion that by January, an ordinance to allow storage containers on some basis be drafted with further specifics as to placement and finish, and bring an update recommendation back to Council. Mayor Jason Barnes reported meeting with county commissioners requesting consideration of mutual support for improvements for 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. Some of these are along the East City limits. It appeared that no immediate remedy was available, and Barnes indicated the conversations should continue. City Attorney John McNish brought forward the option of increasing city court costs earmarked toward a fund that could pay for smaller projects that were appropriate for safety and etc. No decision was made. An ordinance on revising marijuana possession penalties to be more consistent with state guidelines was presented. The ordinance changing from a misdemeanor A to a misdemeanor B was passed unanimously. McNish also outlined how buyout lots in the floodplain were restricted as to use and building. He noted this was federal law and did follow a process to take the matter to elected federal representatives to suggest change. Kansas Department of Transportation's district office received a request from Washington County authorities requesting remedial action at the U.S. 36 K-148 junction at the Pony Express truck stop intersection 3 miles south of Hanover. A recent fatality accident, as well as numerous vehicle accidents and fatalities at the location throughout the years, prompted the recent call for consideration of traffic control equipment and follow-up studies as necessary. A Washington man, Trevor Grace, was arrested September 12th following report of a disturbance at 1745 18th Road. Charges include aggravated assault, battery on, and criminal threat to a law enforcement officer, opioid, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia possession, criminal damage to property, disorderly conduct, and criminal threat. He's being held at the Washington County Jail on $50,000 bond, and Trevor Grace also faces a $500,000 bond on a Pottawatomie County warrant for aggravated assault and arson. Tuesday afternoon, Wamego police asking public support, locating a missing person. 17-year-old Sarah White left her home in Wamego several days ago and has not returned. Sarah White's believed to be in the Manhattan area. If you have any information as to her whereabouts, contact Wamego police or the county sheriff's office. Deborah S. Jordan Harris, age 57, of Herkimer, passed away Saturday at her home. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m., at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church north of Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Debbie Jordan Harris. James Jim A. McCartney, age 83, of Odell, passed away Friday. Memorial service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Private family interment in the Lanham Cemetery. Registration book available Wednesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Jim McCartney. Bill R. Woolard, age 90, formerly of Haddam in the Washington area, passed away September 11th. A graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with the ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Bill Woolard. Janice F. Pishney Schwartz, age 86, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away August 7th. A celebration of life service is planned Thursday in Lawrence between 4 and 6 p.m. at the Artera Gallery. Graveside interment service Friday at 1 at Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. And Doris Fifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janice Schwartz. Richard Rick Johnson, age 89, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Rick Johnson.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures staying slightly cooler throughout the region today before warming back up on Thursday.
Temperatures staying much cooler throughout the eastern portion of the state today, with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 80s. And conditions will stay dry and sunny with very little winds. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight, staying slightly chilly with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Temperatures warming up by Thursday, staying a bit breezy, sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 90s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30 in some areas. Staying much warmer over Thursday night, clear skies with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Southeast winds still staying a little gusty around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 20. Temperatures will stay at or above average by Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid 70s and upper 80s, and back down to the upper 40s and upper 50s with clear skies over Friday night. Conditions will stay dry and sunny, and temperatures will stay warmer throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 73rd, high on this date 97, the average low 53, and the record low 31. Sunset this evening 7:17, sunrise in the morning at 7:19.
For shape, texture, and color deep into the fall, there's nothing like ornamental grasses for your perennial garden. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With CanvasPrints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At CanvasPrints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Go to canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 28th, the 271st day of the year. R&B vocalist Ben E. King was born on this day in 1938. It's about this time of year when the dramatic effect of ornamental grasses in your perennial garden can really be seen. As other plants wither, grasses provide shape, texture, and color. Not sure which grass will work in your area? Big Blue Stem is a good bet. It's native to virtually all of the tall grass prairies in the U.S., and it's winter hardy to USDA Zone 3. Plus, there are some new blue stem cultivars that are visually stunning. Rain Dance grows to 6 feet tall and turns dark maroon in the fall with red flowers and stems. And the aptly named Red October turns a vivid scarlet for a dramatic effect. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Sheer Quality Furniture will be cheering for the swift and talented Beatrice Falls sports teams as they compete at the games and events this week. Good luck, Orangemen, from your friends and loyal fans at Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. SunMart is proud of the Falls City Tigers and Sacred Heart Irish High School Falls sports teams. A loud cheer is sure to be heard all over the country as the skilled athletes take to the field and courts at this week's events. SunMart in Falls City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Proud to support all local students.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Kansas State Wildcat quarterback Adrian Martinez has been named the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback of the Week after an impressive performance leading the K-State Wildcats to a 41-34 victory at number 6 Oklahoma. K-State noted that Martinez was also named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week and a Manning Award Star of the Week on Monday, the latter of which fans vote for the Quarterback of the Week on Facebook. The Wildcats will return home to Bill Snyder Family Stadium this Saturday to take on Texas Tech at 11 a.m. The game will be aired on ESPN+. Following the release of Matt Amendola, the Kansas City Chiefs have added a new kicker to their practice squad. They signed former Jacksonville Jaguars kicker Matthew Wright on Tuesday. That's according to ESPN's Field Yates. Wright last kicked for the Jaguars in 2021, where in 14 games, he was 21 of 24 on field goal attempts. He also made 13 of 15 extra points. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for.
looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A 4-run 10th inning rally led the Frisco Rough Riders to a 7-5 victory over the Windsurge Tuesday evening as Wichita's season comes to a dramatic close. Wichita fell short in the Texas League Championship for the second straight year. The Big 12 Conference has announced kickoff times for the October 8th games. Kansas is at home taking on TCU. The game will be an 11 a.m. start and will be shown on Fox Sports 1. K-State travels to Iowa State for an evening game. It begins at 6:30, and that game will be televised on ESPNU. And in case you're wondering, Texas and Oklahoma will play at 11 a.m. The game will be seen on ABC. Oklahoma State will host Texas Tech at 2:30. And Washburn Ichabod senior goalkeeper Reagan Wells has been named the MIAA Goalkeeper of the Week after her performance in the Ichabod's win over Rogers State and a tie with Northeastern State University. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY. Friday football action, Marysville at Rock Creek, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort kicks off at Lynn, live on FM 95.5. 6 o'clock, Cape Reps pregame, 6:30, Coach's Corner Roundup. 7 o'clock kickoffs on air, online, and on our mobile apps.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Flowers, foliage, fall color, and low maintenance describe the versatile viburnum. Use varieties like Judd, Mohican, and our native Arrowwood and Nanny Berry to create an attractive screen, hedge, or mixed border. Several viburnum varieties like Double File and Korean Spice make great specimens or small groupings in the landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You and the butterflies will enjoy the lacy or snowball-shaped white, often fragrant spring flowers. As the blooms fade, berry-like fruit begins to develop and matures to red, blue, or black. Most viburnums finish the growing season in a blaze of color. Their green leaves turn orange, red, or purplish-red in fall. Grow them in full sun to partial shade and moist, well-drained soil. Check the plant tag before purchasing to select the one that best fits your growing conditions, landscape design, and available space. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Spies are supposed to work in secret. After all, it's usually automatic death or imprisonment if you're caught. But that was not the case for this spy. In fact, it didn't seem to matter that one side knew she was probably up to something. Her story is this edition of the American Countryside.
longtime Morgan host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
This is the story of a woman who found a most unlikely career.
Well, the woman spy from Louisiana was named Mary Frances Fanny, is what she went by, McQuee, and she married a man named Pembroke Centeny.
Bill Engel shares the story from Louisiana, Missouri.
She was the least likely spy probably in the history of spydom because she's a very proper woman. In fact, she attended a seminary for a couple of years. She got married on her 18th birthday, and she became the housewife she thought she would be the rest of her life until her husband got killed by a sniper at Vicksburg.
Most spies work very secretly. It seems Fanny McQuee didn't do so.
Then she started crossing the lines very quietly at first, but then pretty openly, because the Union commanders in the area at the time made note of the fact that she continued to cross the lines and to take stuff to the Confederates. She never brought anything back.
Fanny took items from the Pike County, Missouri area to Southern soldiers for most of the rest of the war.
She didn't get in trouble for it, and maybe because she was such a high member of society. Now, there were some Pike County women who did get in trouble because of their spying for the Confederacy, one of whom was banished from Pike County, Missouri.
But Bill says the Northern soldiers perhaps let Fanny continue, knowing that banishing her from her home might inspire a Southern sympathizer uprising in this northeastern Missouri county. The story is told here at the local historical society. Traveling the countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Pearl Real Estate will be selling 151 acres of Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income Saturday, October 15th at 10 a.m., auction held at the Landall Lane Conference Center in Marysville. Land located east of Beatty, offering 140 acres of terraced crop ground with bonus income from wind tower and electrical line payments. Go to pearlrealestate.org to view easement agreement. Sale for the Sweeney Family Trust will be October 15th, 10 a.m. for 151 acres of crop-rich Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income. Auction conducted by Pearl Real Estate, St. Mary's, Mike Pearl Broker, Dennis Recheck Auctioneer.
Miniature cattle are becoming a popular way for acreage owners to raise their own beef. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. These livestock are cute, productive, and a great project for kids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The very first calf I raised in 4-H was a Charolais heifer named Mandy. I was 11 years old.
Mandy was little when I got her, but she grew a lot bigger by showtime, and I didn't. Today, I see 4-H'ers and others with cows that come in a smaller package. They may look like baby bovines, but are actually full-sized miniature cattle. Campbell Barrett is a 4-H extension agent at Montana State University. He says the miniatures are typically classified as anything under 48 inches at the hip when full grown. There are many breeds of tiny cattle, but he says among the most popular are miniature Herefords and low-lying Angus. Because they're smaller than their full-sized cousins, there are several reasons why these livestock are a good fit for a small farm or 4-H project.
Well, it takes less acreage, and also they eat less. And according to the parents and some of the breeders locally, they claim they're more efficient with the feed, meaning they gain more per pound of food than the larger frame. I can't find really a lot of definitive research to back that up, but that's their anecdotal experience. A lot of the parents claim that they're a little more mild-tempered.
They're easier on fences, equipment, and pasture. You can have 2 or 3 minis in the same space as one full-size cow. The meat from an animal that reaches a mature weight of 800 pounds versus 1,300 pounds also means a smaller freezer.
They have smaller portion sizes. You know, a ribeye steak from a miniature is going to be, if you're doing the carcass data, somewhere between probably a 7 and 10-inch, square-inch loin eye. So the larger ones are probably going to be between 9 and 16-inch, square-inch loin eye. So smaller portion sizes from smaller animals. I'm worried about nutrition.
Learn more about miniature cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
My husband and I are hoping to go on vacation for our anniversary. I'm the spontaneous go-with-the-flow traveler, and he absolutely appreciates having time to prepare and plan. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. There are times in life when being spontaneous can be a great thing, but when it comes to your finances, it's a good idea to have a strategy in place. Whether you're graduating from college, growing your family, or planning a career change, you may want to consider putting together a financial strategy that reflects your values and your purpose. By having a plan in place, you can feel confident knowing that you're working towards your short and long-term goals. Also, you never know when life's going to throw you a curveball, so you may want to ensure that your strategy reflects how you prepare for the unexpected. So don't put it off. Create a strategy that aligns with your personal values. It'll help you be more confident about the future as you have financial clarity and can live a life full of meaning and gratitude.
A seed company agronomist predicts a variable corn harvest this fall. Up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. A variable corn harvest. Who saw that coming, right? Actually, a lot of the Midwest had weather setbacks this year that'll prove out at harvest. Blake Mum is a Golden Harvest seed agronomist in South Central Nebraska.
We had planting conditions that right off the bat weren't in the best shape. Then we had frost. That really set some things back and kind of made some things really variable and uneven as far as maturities. And then this summer, just the way it's been with the heat and the drought, we've been very challenged this year. Just a lot of things have been thrown at us.
Corn often does well in the heat, but says Mum, when combined with low rainfall,
there is a difference between heat and drought. We know the effects of what drought can do to a corn plant, but heat can also affect it. If we have a really high temperature, you know, it can affect how it pollinates earlier in the year. If we have a lot of high heat, especially nighttime, that corn plant just kind of keeps moving along. It really doesn't have time for that respiration process to really get good grain fill and fill those kernels out.
Mum advises not putting all your eggs in one basket when selecting hybrid seed.
Planting different hybrids to kind of hedge your bet against heat and drought, but also be able to plant hybrids that take advantage of the really good conditions, too.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday, September the 28th. Kansas State University recently applied for and received a grant that will help the sorghum industry. Here's Peter Tomlinson with Kansas State University.
We received great news that a project that we're a part of with National Sorghum Producers was funded. So it was a $65 million Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities grant that we submitted earlier this summer. And that project covers really the heart of the sorghum industry and touches six states. Central to that are Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, which is really the heart of the sorghum production region in the United States.
The grant allows the university to do something they have been wanting to do for a while concerning soil recommendations.
The overall project will provide significant financial payments to producers to help them adopt climate smart practices and be able to market ecosystem services in the future. Portion that K-State is receiving is about a $2 million subcomponent of the project, and that's really provides a unique opportunity. One of the things that we've hoped to do in the last few years is be able to modernize our soil fertility recommendations for grain sorghum, and this project will provide funding to do that.
That's Peter Tomlinson with Kansas State University. In other ag news, the long-awaited White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health convenes today. The goal of the conference is to end hunger and increase healthy eating and physical activity by 2030. The White House released its national strategy with actions the federal government will take to drive hunger solutions on Tuesday. That's all. Get your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Hey, Dad, did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid, and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead.
Shotgun, Daddy.
Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The EPA has withdrawn an interim decision for glyphosate. That's the active ingredient in Roundup. It says it will complete its registration review in 2026. The agency announced its latest decision Friday in response to a June opinion from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit that vacated the human health portion of EPA's interim decision after finding the cancer analysis was flawed. It also remanded but did not vacate the agency's ecological risk assessment after finding that the interim decision should not have been issued without an effects determination detailing impacts on threatened and endangered species. EPA had been facing a October 1 deadline to complete its registration, but that withdrawal was expected, according to Roundup maker Bayer. Representative Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, the former chair of the House Ag Committee, introducing a bill in the House to exempt ag emissions from the Securities and Exchange Commission's regulations to require companies to track and disclose greenhouse gas emissions in their supply chain, including farms and ranches. Lucas said ultimately the person in the field or pasture is going to be the goal of this, and that's why we can't have it. And a reminder, time is running out to comment about atrazine. The use of atrazine is at stake, a product included in more than 90 herbicide products across the U.S. and one that is utilized on 75% of U.S. sorghum acres. Don't have time to wait. The deadline to comment is October 7th. And USDA extended the application deadline for the Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative Cooperative Agreements to October 6th. The USDA investing up to $12 million in partnerships to expand access to conservation technical assistance for livestock producers and increase the use of conservation practices on grazing land. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Your hometown partner with any do-it-yourself project is Hometown Lumber of Marysville and Axtell Lumber of Axtell. Serving the community for over 20 years, expert knowledge accompanied by a helpful smile and reassuring handshake will tell you you're in the right place. With all your building needs, they are ready to help you. Stocked with a full line of lumber and hardware to go along with tools, plumbing supplies, paint, and lawn and garden, you'll leave knowing you've made the right choice by stopping at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber in Marysville.
Have you updated your farm insurance coverage lately? Make sure you're protecting what you've built over the years on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time.
reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Things you hope you never have to use, but it's good to know it's there if you need it. When was the last time you looked at your policies and made updates? There is so much investment in a farm, sometimes you forget to make sure it's properly insured. Kevin Leibold is an Extension Farm and Agriculture Business Management Specialist at Iowa State University. He says anytime there are major changes in your operation, assets, inventory, and vehicles, you should update the policies. And don't forget the little stuff either.
You got a shop out there, you got your office in it, you've got a laptop in it, you've got a copy machine in it, you've got a LCD TV in it. You keep adding a little more pieces of this and that, and yeah, if you lost one of them, it wouldn't be a big deal at all because a lot of that technology gets obsolete fairly fast. But if you had a shop fire and the whole complex was destroyed, that might be an issue for some people.
On the flip side, maybe there are some things that don't need to be insured anymore. He says to look at the items on your depreciation schedule and see how it compares to your insurance inventory sheet.
If I've got old barns, old bins, do I really need to have them insured? Oftentimes, we'll go in on an estate and I'll sit with the widow and say, you know, you had your barn insured for $20,000. If that barn burnt down tomorrow, would we even replace it? Well, no. That machine shed, if it blew away, would we replace it? No. So oftentimes we can pare things down and save ourselves some dollars that way.
The most valuable asset on your farm is you. Take care of yourself by reviewing your own risk and coverage. I'm Jody Hinke. Read more about updating farm insurance coverage at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. December corn right now, plus 2.5 at 670. March corn at 675.75. That's up 3. Kansas City wheat on this Thursday. December wheat looks like this, 971. That's up 26.75. Kansas City wheat for March at 967. That's up 26.5 currently. December oats up 11.5 at 381.5. March oats up a quarter at 375. Soybeans for November down 6.25 at 1401.5. Soybeans for January at 1408.5. That's down 5.5. October cotton at 90.04. October cotton for December up 96 cents at 89.05. And March cotton is up 94 currently at 86.33. Live cattle for October at 143.25. That's down 52.5 cents. Live cattle for December at 146.75. That's down 82.5 cents. Feeder cattle for September down 50 cents at 175.20. Feeder cattle for October at 175. That's down $1.12. Gold for October looking like this, up $33.30 at 1659.80. Gold for December is 1669.40. That's up $33.20. Silver for September up 47 cents at 1873. Silver for December up 54 right now at 1888. Very quickly, a look at Wall Street looks like this. The Dow is up 483, S&P up 59, NASDAQ up 160. NASDAQ right now trading at 10,989 shares. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
you were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees. All Ford rebates and dealer exclusive Raptor Bronco GT500. 0.99% APR available on select newly certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expires.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
Axtell Fall Craft Show will be Saturday, October 8th, 9 to 2 at the Axtell American Legion, featuring a wide variety of handmade crafts with vendors and baked goods, carved wood signs, nativity scenes, maple leaf crafts, candles, wood burning, rice bags, boys and girls grab bags, Watkins products, Mary Kay, Tupperware, children's books, Pampered Chef, and more. This craft and vendor fair, Saturday, October 8th, 9 to 2 at the Axtell American Legion.
The latest WASDE report showed interesting trends in the grain market on a global scale. For Agriculture Today, I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State International Grains Program Senior Economist Guy Allen shares more on the impact that Argentina specifically had on soybeans.
WASDE's cut global ending stocks at 2.5 million metric tons to 98.9 million metric tons. It's still 11.7 million metric tons more than what we saw last year. We have seen a significant change in exports coming out of South America, particularly Argentina. A couple weeks ago, the Argentine government announced a special exchange rate for soybean producers in Argentina. If they sold their soybeans, their exchange rate, I believe, was 20 points better than the market exchange rate, which prompted the significant selling of soybean stocks. Keep in mind, in Argentina, you have a hyperinflation situation. Their currency continues to decline at a rapid rate, and farmers and producers in Argentina hold their inventory, whether that's soybeans, wheat, corn, livestock, as a hedge against inflation. We saw Argentine producers sell 15% of their annual production in a week on their soybeans.
Allen explains that in the world of coarse grains, the corn markets had little impact.
Corn was a little less of a concern for the market. World coarse grains, the USDA did lower the ending stocks, or sorry, the beginning stocks for this year, which were the ending stocks for last year, down 2 million metric tons, which is a little bit tighter. However, they have increased the world corn stocks slightly by about 250,000 metric tons. So it was the other grains other than corn, such as grain, sorghum, barley, et cetera, which have been tightening up. No surprise, given these higher prices that we've seen across the whole coarse grains complex.
He explains that Russia and Ukraine remain strong in terms of wheat production.
World production for wheat came in at just under 784 million metric tons. That was 4.3 million metric tons higher than last month and slightly above last year's record crop of 780 million metric tons. So people are feeling a bit more comfortable on the wheat situation. That was led by a record forecast for Russian wheat production at 91 million metric tons, which is up 3 million metric tons from last year. Also in that same vein, Ukrainian production was up 1 million metric tons to 20.5 million metric tons, higher than last month, down from last year's situation, still a better number than anticipated by the marketplace. The other number in wheat that sort of surprised me a bit was USDA left the EU crop production unchanged at 132 million metric tons. Just talking about the weather across the EU, we've been having a fairly significant drought. We'll sort of see as those harvest numbers become finalized here. I think that number may be a little bit optimistic.
Providing an update on the latest WASDE report, that was senior economist with the International Grains Program, Guy Allen. From Kansas State University, this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
We've been playing country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.